Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, boy. It's hump day.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. If you or someone you know is one of these capeless heroes, these are the people who are doing the essential work out on the front lines, keeping us running, keeping the supply chain in place. You know, whatever it is that this person's job is or your job is, email Bryn@RadioAlice.com, B-R-Y-N, Bryn@RadioAlice.com, and tell us more about your essential job. In your email, include your phone number so that we can call you from the studio. Just, you know, it's our chance to thank you, your chance to do some shout-outs and, you know, break up the craziness that's going on.
Imagine you're a parent and your kid finally got a job at the grocery store bagging groceries and shagging carts. And now your kid goes from the kid that could barely find a summer job to an essential worker and is on the front lines risking coronavirus. Like,
right.
We are in the upside down.
We are in the upside down. No question. Yeah. It's anyway, if that's, you know, whatever you're going through and, you know, fighting especially, God, the healthcare workers and just emergency responders in general. You know, the cops are still working. So, you know, we want to talk to these people. And it's been fun to hear how people are spending their time and what they're doing. And just nice to connect with people. Hashtag stay connected. But it's an opportunity for you to tell your story, give a few shout outs to friends and family. And we've been doing them, sprinkling them in. Today on the show, in the 8 o'clock hour, Chef Michael Mina is calling in. Michael Mina, I don't know that much about him, but you hear, that's a name you hear. It's like one of the, I think he's got a bunch of restaurants here in the Bay Area.
Oh, a bunch, yeah.
Yeah, he's doing something really
good. When is this? I don't see this
o'clock.
On our thingy.
It's in the 8 o'clock trash. Do you see it? It's just a quick, we're just going to talk to him quickly. He's one of these essential workers.
What's today's date?
Today is the 1st. Oh,
the
April
first
Fool's.
Of the month.
Okay, you know, it's not on my rundown, but okay, that's great.
Tell me about Michael Mina, Brittany.
Oh,
we were talking about him yesterday.
He has yesterday we were talking about another chef that on the air. Oh, we're talking about...
No, you and I, called me to talk about Michael Mina.
Yeah, he owns a bunch of restaurants, and obviously all these restaurants are not operating right now. So he's doing something, and I believe it's for medical staff that... He's serving them food in one way or another. I'm not exactly sure how that's going, so I want to talk to him about how he's doing that. But he's doing something that's really good for the people. And there is a GoFundMe page that he wants to promote as well so people can help.
Because food costs money.
Food costs a lot of money, yeah. And the people that are working, I'm not sure how he's doing all that. So that's why I want to talk to him. But he owns a bunch of stuff in like Vegas and Hawaii and like...
Yeah,
that's a
name that you've that you've heard.
It's a name I know, and
yeah,
I don't...
right. I mean, he said the name to me yesterday. I'm like, why do I know that name? Mm-hmm. And so we're gonna talk to Chef Michael Mina today in the 8 o'clock hour.
All right.
So that's, you know, just one of the people that's out there trying to do their best. People, you know, it's bringing out the worst in some, but the best in many others. All right, I'm going to start the trash. Let's see. It's brought to you by the Scocca Pro Instagram Live comedy show. Every night, 8 o'clock, Scocca Pro is live on Instagram. And he is boy, he's born to do live Instagram. I don't know how I wasn't watching it before, but I'm watching it now. Kapoho.
I know how. He wasn't doing it before.
That's right.
Yeah, I guess not. Yeah, he lives on Instagram Live now.
Honey, don't laugh at that.
Celebrities are the ones that we're hearing about when we hear about new cases. You know, boy, the rest of us, the general public, no one cares if we get coronavirus. But, you know, CNN's Chris Cuomo gets it. Woo! The internet lights up. So Chris Cuomo from CNN, he's one of the big, he's actually Andrew Cuomo's brother, the New York governor. And he's a longtime fixture on CNN. He announced yesterday that he has coronavirus. He's quarantining in his basement. And he's also doing his show from there for now. You know, I guess if corona gets really bad, I was thinking, you know, if one of us gets really sick, I mean, you know, if you don't want to crawl out of bed, you know, you don't want to do your show. But maybe he's having light symptoms.
Yeah, I think that's how that works. I don't think that if we get a full-blown case that we're – I don't think it's not about if we want or don't want to crawl out of bed. It's that you'll be coughing
right, incessantly.
And incapable of doing a radio show.
So I don't know if he missed a bunch of shows. He said, I've been exposed to people in recent days who have subsequently tested positive, and I had fever, chills, and shortness of breath. We will all beat this by being smart and tough and united. He's also hoping, of course, that he didn't already give it to his wife and kids because, you know, there's an incubation period. Mm-hmm. Chris's brother is New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, who called him a sweet, beautiful guy, my best friend. But he added, Chris is young and healthy, and he's hoping that he's going to be fine. Of course, a day earlier, he called him the meatball of the family. Adorable. Oh, these New Yorkers. he's a meatball. Someone who might not be fine. You know the band Fountains of Wayne? Stacey's mom.
Barely.
Got it going on.
Sure.
So, and I think this guy, Adam Schlesinger, he does, you know, he's 52 now.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say he was the guy behind, do you remember years ago when that Tom Hanks movie came out? Can't think of the name of it.
That Thing You Do?
That Thing You Do, exactly. And like some, you know, childhood friend of mine was Tom Everett Scott.
Ding, ding. Shame.
Ding, ding, shame. He was my friend Jen Scott's little brother, like little puke brother. And he's an actor now. Like you see him in all, he was in La La Land. He's been in a bunch of stuff. Some of zombie show I watched for a while. I want to say Adam Schlesinger wrote that song. That was the single for that movie.
Oh, okay.
Doing that thing you do. So anyway, he's, you know, but if you know Stacey, look, Stacey's mom, we play that song all the time around here. Love that tune. He's wicked sick. He's been hospitalized for more than a week in upstate New York. He's on a ventilator. He's been sedated. He's not in a medically induced coma, according to this story. That's a rumor that's been going around, is that this guy had been put under, like, to give him all the chance he can. His family says that now, after more than a week of hospitalization, that they're cautiously optimistic that he has been improving. But he's 52 years old.
I've read a ton of stuff about this and still don't understand why some people go into this danger zone or even die. I get if you're elderly or you have like pre-existing condition.
Right. But it seems like some people get it.
That you're in a weakened spot when this thing gets you. But why, like, 50 is not someone who should be. I'm 50.
Right. No, like, I don't no feel doubt.
Like,
right.
I feel like I shouldn't say what I'm about to say. I just think, right. I don't even know if any of this stuff, this
knock
IKEA
your head
furniture is wood. Anyway, all this stuff is whatever this is.
Well, I'm sure there's wood particles in it.
I don't know. But it really is scary to think that you could go from a really healthy person to someone on a ventilator.
I know.
Like, I'll take the flu if I got to take the flu. I just went through it. It sucked. I hated it. It lasted a month.
Lingering effects.
Yeah,
right.
The lingering cough that lasted forever. But the idea that I'm going to have to, you know, at some point be like, all right, family, I think Dad has to drive himself to the ER. Bye. What?
I know. It's absolutely horrible. So, you know, a week on a ventilator and he's medically sedated. not in a coma, and they're cautiously optimistic. So, Will Smith's former sidekick, DJ Jazzy Jeff, he thinks he has it. He's recovering from pneumonia in both lungs. He said, "I lost my sense of smell and taste, which is a main sign of the virus." I guess he hasn't been tested because he's saying he thinks he has it.
Well, I mean, aren't they still saying that you shouldn't even go try to get, like, if you have it,
just
stay home,
down,
right?
Right. I mean, unless you need medical attention, and at that point, maybe they test you on the way in. You know, that that quick turnaround test you were talking about, I saw a bunch of stuff about that yesterday. So hopefully, they're saying millions of those available by mid-month, which would be huge.
Right.
Because I know someone, you know, we'd known someone right before all this happened, and it took a full week for them to get tested. And now I know someone else who got tested last Monday, is fully recovered from everything that they were going through, and they still don't have their results. That was, I mean, week and 2 days, and you just can't get your results. I'm wondering if they test everything and then they just start kind of talking to the positive people and figuring out like their contacts and et cetera. And if you're negative, you just get put in a pile and someone just slowly goes through and calls you with a result.
I don't know. I mean, I haven't dealt with that yet, but at the place where I go, everything's done. They have a full website that I can log into to get my test results the minute they drop. So it does seem like most, and that's not rare. I think most places have that, where anything that you've gotten a test for, you log in just like you'd log into your bank.
Yeah.
And all of your very sensitive medical information is there. You're, you know, starting with your height and weight and through your pre-existing conditions, and then whatever it is you got tested for, those results should be there.
Right. Yeah, I don't know if it's because some of this testing is happening in sort of satellite operations, you know what I mean? I guess if
you
got tested.
Well, bottlenecking is always going to slow anything.
ESPN tennis announcer Patrick McEnroe, that's a brother of John McEnroe, he has the virus. And, Vinny, brace yourself, Gary Holt, the guitarist for Slayer and Exodus, has it.
Exodus, yeah. His story I read already, and he was super sick, like stayed in the house. But the thing about, as you said, oh, we're only hearing about celebrities. Many of these guys, like Gary Holt and a few of the guys from Testament, also tested positive. They were on tour.
Right.
They were out doing shows in Europe, apparently.
Traveling, seeing zillions of random people.
Right. And they all got sick together. So it seems like they probably left behind a lot of venue employees who are sick as well.
Yeah, it's, boy, it really does demonstrate how much contact we have with each other and indirectly with everyone on Earth when you start thinking about how this thing spreads. And I hope that most of us got into quarantine or got into our self-isolation before. You know, I just really am hoping, I guess because we're in it, 2.5 weeks into it, I really hope that this helps.
Well, I think that if you and all of your crafty people get mask making, I think that's going to help. I'm no pro, but anything covering a breathe hole seems like a positive to me.
Right. You know, I was thinking about what you said earlier, and it's the first I'd heard any question about something getting bleached. Like you'd said, make them out of white material and you could bleach. You know what? Make them out of any color you want, go ahead and bleach them. If that makes you feel, you know what I mean? If that makes you feel better, why the hell not? Who cares
honestly,
if it's got bleach on it?
I wasn't trying to ask in a way to put you on a spot.
Oh, no,
either.
Not at all, but it's a great question.
I don't know. I mean, if you're going to be reusing the mask, and that's the question that they bring up in this Dr. Anthony Fauci, is starting to, they're very careful with actually recommending it, but it's there. So I think they just want to be careful and not be liable or whatever in some way. But they're saying these cloth masks could help you stop from spreading the virus if you have it. And personally, anything covering your breathe holes when you're out at the grocery store. Or for example, let's say my kid's a teenager and he's a courtesy clerk? Whatever. They're a bagger. I'd want him to wear a mask.
Yes.
Like, wear the mask. I don't care. Just put it on. It doesn't matter. Just, you're there all day. Anything can help. Let's do it.
You know, somebody else pointed out, too, that when you, and I, this happened yesterday. I put on a mask, and John and I walked up to the, John put on a mask, and we walked up to the Safeway. And I kept my hands in my pockets, and John had gloves on because we needed to get one thing. And I was like, I got to get out of the house. And I realized that it made me more conscious about touching my face and not, because I constantly touch my face, constantly. And having the mask on made me not do that and made me more, just the awareness factor when you're uncomfortably breathing into a face mask. Mm-hmm. Is got to be kind of a good thing too. And it reminds people even that you pass on the road. Oh yeah, that's right. We're not supposed to be anywhere near each other. Like, give that person a wide berth. I want people, like, I'll put the mask on so people think I am sick so they stay the hell away from me.
Well, the social spacing or whatever they're calling that. I mean, there are people
Hashtag who 6 feet.
There are people who really get it and respect it. And there are people who are purpose. This lady buzzed right by us on rollerblades the other day, and she had the room to give us the six and decided to buzz us like within a foot or two. And I just wanted to find myself now with kids going, I need to watch how I react to things. Cause what I wanted to do was stick my foot out. Like, yeah. As she came in close, I was like, I'm going to drop you. I can't believe that you're not even trying to go around. I mean, I just wanted to put a foot out and bring her down, but I just instead went, kids, and I pulled everybody in, and this person buzzed us by, I'm telling you, less than 2 feet. Sucked.
If only everyone could be of the same mind. Like, I care about you, and I'd like you to care about me.
Right.
That'd be great. A couple things that celebrities are doing to be activists in this time. Emilia Clarke, that's the mother of dragons. Daenerys Targaryen, right. First of her name, or something, I don't know. She's offering the chance to have a virtual dinner with her for charity. She's raising money for the Same You COVID-19 Relief Fund in the UK, and in an Instagram video, she said she wants to raise £250,000, which is about $309,000. And the people who donate, everybody who donates will be entered to win a shot at a personal thank you from her. Basically, it'll be you and 12 other people on a screen like we're experiencing right now, Vinny. All 12 faces. And they're going to hang out together, make their own dinner out of the whatever crap they've got in their cupboard. She called it we're going to put together a stool cupboard dinner together. We'll cook it and then we'll eat it together. So you're going to, I don't know, however long that takes. She'll be like, I'm heating up a can of beans and 15 minutes later, I'm out. But, you know, at least she's trying to raise money for a good cause. Rick Astley is saying that he's offering a free concert.
No, thanks.
I know. The same thing. I was like, wow, thanks so much, buddy. That's really nice. A couple weeks ago, Elon Musk had announced on social media that his company would be willing to make ventilators if there was a shortage. Some officials said, yeah, please do that. Do it in anticipation. But he basically said, we will, but I doubt there'll still be a shortage by the time they're ready.
Except they're not, that there is.
There isn't a shortage. Yeah, there's still a shortage. And he's got, I don't have a number here, but he has made them, and they're ready to go to hospitals. So that's good news.
Good.
And I'm pretty much out of time. Selena Gomez is donating to Cedars-Sinai. She got a kidney transplant there a couple years back. I don't have anything specific on how much she donated, but she's done that. And Rihanna and Jay-Z's foundations have together donated $2 million to the coronavirus relief efforts in New York City and L.A. So there you go. A couple of stories about celebrities doing good out there in the world. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Well, I'll start off by getting you up on the newest restrictions because those are important. They're on the front page of the newspaper today. I'll get those out there, and then we'll talk about those masks and move on to nonsense after that.
Woo.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.